Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we are going to start today's show honoring Women's History Month. We're going to do a set of some of the best young modern jazz women in the business today. We're going to start out with Miki Yamanaka playing Monk. This is Monk's Dream. Thank you.
Thank you.
Set of great young women in jazz music. Last piece you heard from Melissa Aldana, great tenor saxophone player from Chile. The name of her album, 12 Stars, and that one features Melissa Aldana on tenor sax, Lage Lund on guitar, Sullivan Fortner on piano and Fender Rhodes, Kush Abide on drums, and Pablo Manares on bass. Prior to that, Helen Sung from her latest release, Quartet with the Harlem Quartet. Helen Sung will be appearing here in San Diego this week. You heard the track Long Yellow Road with the Harlem Quartet. And that group has Helen Sung on piano, John Ellis on tenor sax, Dave Wong on piano, and Kendrick Scott on drums. And we started things off with Miki Yamanaka from her album, Miki, which was her first album released in 2018. Miki Yamanaka on piano, Bill Stewart on drums, Steve Nelson on vibes, and Orlando LaFleming on bass. We're going to continue on with this theme, Women in Jazz. We've got one more track to play for you. And this is what has been billed a women's supergroup by Blue Note Records. And the name of the group is Artemis. And that features Rini Rosnes on piano, who I believe leads this ensemble. Cecile McLaurin-Salvan on vocals, Anat Cohn on clarinet. Melissa Aldana on saxophone, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Noriko Ueda on bass and Allison Miller on drums. We're going to hear the track entitled Nocturno, an Anat Cohen composition. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a fun tune by Mike Casey, just released as a single. Name of the track is Clickbait, a nod to those pesky ads that come up on the internet that urge you to click ahead and then you regret doing. That's Mike Casey, a fine young saxophone player, both tenor and alto I've seen him play. I think he played alto on that track. And that's along with Corey Garcia on drums and Matt Dwanzik on bass. And we started out that set with Artemis, an all-women band, to close out a set of music we did dedicated to women jazz artists. We're going to continue on with some music from the West Coast. A couple new albums were released recently. The first one we're going to hear is from drummer Justin Joyce. And that'll be followed by something new from Peter Sprague as he covers Pat Metheny tunes in a very unique way. So let's begin with Justin Joyce from his new album, Story Tales. We'll hear Placid Pandemonium.
Longing where we are when it all has come apart. How Now is it true when you are searching for the answers that when you look, there is nothing there to see? Lean close and listen, there's nothing there to hear but wind in the sea, grass and whispers in the trees. I will go from this dreaming still I found no one to answer when I ask. What has made us as radiant as stardust? Where can we go as we're orbiting the sun? When can it be? Do we all be free from sorrow? How do we turn to when nothing's left undone?
I love that song, a composition by Pat Metheny, and this is a fine album by Peter Sprigg, a guitarist living here in San Diego. The name of the album is Peter Sprigg Plays Pat Metheny, and he's got a volume 1 and 2. This from volume 2. The name of the track is Questions. I think the original by Pat Metheny was Questions and Answers, but Peter Sprigg has added some vocals to that and changed some of the titles a bit. The vocals here are by Leonard Patton, great vocalist down in Southern California. And before that, we heard from Justin Joyce, a drummer here in San Diego, and the name of his very recent release is Story Tales. This album has Justin Joyce on drums, Matt Hall on trombone, Ian Harland on vibes, Ed Kornhauser on piano, and Mackenzie Layton on bass. And we heard the track Placid Pandemonium. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly radio show and podcast. And let's close things out with the great George Cables, an original composition, Helen's Song. I believe it was written for his wife upon her passing. And the name of the album is My Muse, 2012 release. This is Helen's Song.